Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. On today's special edition of Health and Longevity, I will be talking about one of the most extraordinary human beings of all time, Leonardo da Vinci. Today, I will share with you some of the information that I will be lecturing on at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. My topic, the science and diet of Leonardo da Vinci.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Well, I hope you are enjoying your summer. I know it can be quite hot for many of you, depending where in the country that you live right now. We are having a heat wave in many places. And if you live in Southern California or plan on vacationing this summer in Southern California, I would like to personally invite you to a very special event that's going to be taking place on August 7th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. Now, on Wednesday, August 7th, at the Ronald Reagan Library, I will be lecturing for the World of Da Vinci Luncheon and Tour. And at that luncheon, I will be speaking on the science and diet of Leonardo da Vinci, which I will be sharing with you some of that information later on in today's program. Now, after the luncheon, you will be given a tour by a Reagan Library docent. And if you come, I would love to give you a personal tour of the Reagan Presidential Library and Museum, including the Air Force One Pavilion. And after that, I will lead you with a tour, and we will have some of the Reagan docents also be leading the tour. But I hope that if you come, I can give you a personal tour around the Presidential Library. And then after that, you'll be able to visit the fabulous new exhibit at the Reagan Presidential Library. It's going to be only at the Reagan Library this summer, and last day will be in September 8th. So if you come on the 7th of August, I will be able to meet you at the luncheon. But otherwise, if you happen to be traveling, I encourage you to visit the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and visit the exhibit of Leonardo da Vinci and also the Reagan Presidential Library. Now, the fabulous exhibit that's there for that short time is called the World of Da Vinci exhibit, and it covers the life and work of Leonardo da Vinci. And we will tell you more about what you'll see at that exhibit later on the show. So I hope you can come so I can personally meet you, and most likely that I will be able to give you a personal tour of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And for lunch, I encourage you to make one of the healthier choices. I've been working with a chef at the Reagan Library, and we will have vegan and vegetarian options. And of course, I recommend vegan as the healthiest and best way to go. It's a wonderful food that you'll enjoy for that luncheon. Now, to register for the August 7th luncheon where I will be speaking, you can contact the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library to make your reservation and to get your tickets. Now, if you want to do it by phone, you can call, I'll give you the number twice here, 805-577-4057. That's 805-577-4057. You can also go online and make your reservations and buy your tickets online if you go to their website. And that is www.reaganfoundation.org/events. That'll lead you to the website page, and you'll look for the programs and events there and look for the Da Vinci exhibit and lunch tour for August 7th. Now, we will give you that information later on in the program, and for now, we'll be right back, and we'll be talking about the science and diet of Leonardo da Vinci after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Today I will be talking about the science and diet of Leonardo da Vinci. Now, Leonardo da Vinci was a real Renaissance man. He was actually described as an Italian polymath. Now, when you think of the term Renaissance man, I often think of the definition of a Renaissance man and a polymath as a person that's very knowledgeable and skilled in many, many different areas, and that's what he was. And I think the word Renaissance man, by definition, probably came and was inspired by Leonardo da Vinci because of the many things that he did and many interests and expertise that he had in many different areas. He was an accomplished painter, sculptor, architect, musician, scientist, mathematician, engineer, inventor, anatomist, geologist, cartographer, and a cartographer is a person that's a map maker, and a botanist and a writer. He had interest in all these areas and was skilled in all these areas. Leonardo da Vinci was born on April 15, 1452, in Vinci, Italy. Now, his name was Leonardo da Vinci, but that what da Vinci means is of Vinci. In other words, his name was Leonardo, but he was from the area of da Vinci in Italy. Now, while growing up, Leonardo was fascinated with animals and insects, and throughout his life, he never stopped studying nature, plants, anatomy, the movement of water. He was quite interested in how water moved, the mechanics of flight, and applying his observations to his art. He is known much for his famous paintings. Probably one of the most famous paintings that people think of when they think of Leonardo da Vinci is the Mona Lisa. He painted the Mona Lisa on a piece of pine wood back in 1506. Never in history of art has one painting been so admired, and due largely to its enigmatic smile, which has caused mystery and much speculation. In fact, some people believe that the Mona Lisa is actually a depiction of himself. And then his other painting that is very revered is The Last Supper, considered to be Leonardo's greatest painting. The Last Supper uses all of his anatomical work. He studied so much about anatomy, and he wanted to make sure that the ways that the body were shown in his paintings were very accurate. So it combines his anatomical work with in the expressions of Christ and the apostles. He combined his scientific studies with his knowledge of religion when he painted The Last Supper. Leonardo was an artist and a scientist. Leonardo was an artist in the High Renaissance period. Leonardo was an architect and engineer. He designed buildings, churches, cathedrals, bridges. He engaged in many engineering projects. And even though he was against violence, he designed, as an engineer, many weapons for war. Leonardo considered himself first and foremost an engineer, more than he really considered himself a painter or an artist. Leonardo was an inventor. He modeled his flying machines after his studies of bird wings. He failed to actually been able to take to the air with any of his drawings and his designs of flying machines. However, his careful and inventive research in aerodynamics made him a forerunner of modern flight. Leonardo was a pioneer in scientific exploration. He used the scientific method in his research. In fact, here's a quote from Leonardo. He says, "First, I shall do some experiments before I proceed farther, because my intention is to cite experience first, and then with reasoning show why such experience is bound to operate in such a way. And this is the true rule by which those who speculate about the effects of nature must proceed." Now, that very statement that he made proves that he used the scientific method and he was a true scientist. In fact, Leonardo was a disciple of experience. He learned from self-discovery, self-experimentation, testing and experimenting as scientists do. Leonardo loved the study of plants and botany. He actually loved nature, exploring the botanical world, studying plants and their design and structure. He did detailed drawings of various plants. And what's also interesting is in some of his writings, he even talks about how plants can be used as medicine in the whole area of herbal medicine. His study of plants as medicine was another interesting aspect of his interest, as well as his drawings and his how beautiful these plants are. And he really was very detailed in his drawings of all different types of botanicals. Leonardo had an artistic and scientific search for the true picture of man and his universe. One of his very famous drawings is the Vitruvian Man. But the Vitruvian Man has been highly regarded as one of the greatest drawings that he ever did. It symbolizes a man and the proper dimensions of man and the anatomical structure. In fact, many medical doctors actually have used his Vitruvian Man picture as the logo for their medical practice, and even other medical and scientific organizations have used that as well. So this is a wonderful drawing. It incorporates not only his study in anatomy of the human body, and also he used mathematics in making sure that all the dimensions of this drawing of this man were completely accurate, and he did it in a very scientific way. Leonardo raised the study of the structure of man to a science. He sought to illustrate the inner structure of man, and his drawings were so accurate that they are still used today to illustrate anatomy in textbooks. He had some of the most fantastic anatomical drawings that were so accurate. Now, let's talk about man and God and how that fits in with Leonardo's philosophy and his drawings and his work. At first, Leonardo intended to learn about the human body so that he could paint it more realistically. But he also hoped to discover more about how God created man and the natural world that surrounded him. You know, an early scientist like Leonardo had a motivation and passion to study science to better understand the mysteries of God's creation. He blended science as well as the other great scientists in early times, such as Sir Isaac Newton and other scientists. In those days, they blended science with their religious faith in God to understand the creator of the universe and how God created things in nature. Of course, of interest in the area of health science, his skeletal structure drawings, muscles, tendons, body organs, the mechanics of how the body moved and functioned were so well done. And as I mentioned, they have been used and are still used in these pictures are in medical textbooks on anatomy. Leonardo often watched doctors perform autopsies so that he could study the human anatomy, and he later began dissections on his own. After he had had so much experience in watching these doctors, they allowed him in hospitals to do dissections on his own, and he carefully sketched everything that he saw to such detail in all his drawings. Leonardo was very interested in the study of the heart and circulatory system. Leonardo was fascinated in learning how blood traveled through the body and how the heart worked as a pump to do this. He had exquisite drawings, very detailed scientific drawings of arteries and veins and capillaries and the heart, and showing how they worked within the whole system of the human body. He was extremely detailed in all his work in his anatomical pictures. Leonardo also spent a lot of time in the study of animals. He loved nature and he loved the creatures of nature. It's funny, but Leonardo was often very impatient with men, but he had a special fondness for animals. His lively sketches of cats and horses and other animals show that he had a great affection for animals. His affection for animals later led to his vegetarian diet. Now, there are many reasons why Leonardo became a vegetarian and followed a vegetarian diet. First of all, Leonardo became a vegetarian due to his scientific observations and his love and compassion for animals. As he studied animals, he saw that these were creatures that had feelings, that had emotions, they had families, and he became compassionate for all animal life. He did not want to cause animals pain and suffering by killing them for food. In fact, Leonardo was known for going to the markets and buying birds that were in cages, whether these birds were going to be used for later for cooking and making into food or whether they were going to be used as pets. He would buy these caged birds and then later on go away from the area of the market and let the birds fly free. Now, many people are unaware of Leonardo's vegetarian diet. In society, Leonardo was looked at as kind of odd because he would not eat meat. He was definitely observed at different functions where they served meals that people noticed that he would never eat meat. And they thought it was quite peculiar because in those days, being a vegetarian was kind of thought as kind of radical. So his vegetarian diet stood out to those who really observed him. Both from a scientific perspective as well as a humane perspective, Leonardo passionately believed that the vegetarian diet and dietary lifestyle was the best way for him to go personally, and it was a moral issue for him as well. Some interesting statements that Leonardo has made regarding his reasons for being a vegetarian is, and here's, I'm going to quote a few of them, "If man wants freedom, why keep birds and animals in cages?" is a question he asked. Another statement that Leonardo made was, "Truly, man is the king of beasts, for his brutality exceeds them." He also said, "We live by the death of others. We are burial places." And an interesting statement that he made is, "I have since an early age adjured," which means he refrained from, "the use of meat." It is believed that Leonardo may have been a vegetarian for most of his life. And another quite bold statement that Leonardo made is, "My body will not be a tomb for other creatures." Now, as a nutritionist and health scientist, I'm very interested in the area of vegetarian nutrition and plant-based diets. Now, a lot of people will ask, well, if Leonardo da Vinci actually became a vegetarian and was a vegetarian, what did Leonardo eat? Leonardo ate a very healthy, plant-based, vegetarian Mediterranean diet. Now, when I talk about the Mediterranean diet, we know that the Mediterranean diet has been heralded as one of the healthiest diets on Earth because it's based on lots of plant foods, fruits, vegetables, and very little meat. And a vegetarian Mediterranean diet is most likely even healthier. Now, I want to mention that when I talk about the Mediterranean diet as a healthier diet, and ideally a vegetarian Mediterranean diet would be the best, I want to mention that I'm talking about the traditional Mediterranean diet, not the Mediterranean diet of modern times, because that has become more westernized. But the ancient Mediterranean diet, or the diet that was eaten in the Mediterranean region during Leonardo's time, was a much healthier diet than the Mediterranean diet that is today. Now, as a vegetarian, what foods composed Leonardo's vegetarian diet? He ate lots of vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and seeds. He had whole grains, including whole grain bread and pasta. And I want to mention that in those days, all these breads and pastas and so forth were made from whole grain flour. They did not have white refined grain products till more or less around the late 1800s to early 1900s is when white refined flour came into being. So at the time of Leonardo da Vinci, it was all whole grain. He ate mushrooms. He did eat some cheese. He also used, of course, being in Italy, extra virgin olive oil. In those days, it was organic extra virgin olive oil. Had some vinegar and herbs and spices. So his diet was very healthy, made up of a lot of healthy plant-based foods. Now, the vegetarian diet, when we talk about that in medicine and healthcare, I want to mention that Leonardo's advanced thinking regarding vegetarian nutrition is now supported by today's health science research as a healthier diet. In fact, recently, probably the most important medical organization in the United States today is the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. And in recent years, they have made an official statement on what they feel is the best type of diet for the treatment and reversal of disease. I'm going to read their position statement here. It says, "For the treatment, reversal, and prevention of lifestyle-related chronic disease, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine recommends an eating plan based predominantly on a variety of minimally processed vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds." Also, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which is the world's largest scientific society and professional society of nutritionists, has come out with an official position statement and position paper on vegetarian diets. In their position statement, I read, this is their official position statement on vegetarian diets. It is the position of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics that appropriately planned vegetarian, including vegan, diets are healthful, nutritionally adequate, and may provide health benefits for the prevention and treatment of certain diseases. Vegetarians and vegans are at reduced risk of certain conditions, including ischemic heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, certain types of cancer, and obesity. So you see, Leonardo da Vinci was very advanced in him following a vegetarian diet in a time when people who did not eat meat was thought of as kind of odd or weird. He went ahead and did that because he had a passion and compassion also for animals, but his scientific observations showed him that these animals had feelings. They were living beings that he did not want to include in his diet. So for that standpoint, for his humanitarian reasons, he felt that a vegetarian diet was best for him. And I think also that he considered it a more healthier way of living. Now, Leonardo da Vinci actually came up with some rules for diet and health. In his writings, you'll find this statement. And I'm going to quote an exact statement that Leonardo da Vinci has made in his writings. And he says, if you want to be healthy, observe this regime. Do not eat when you have no appetite and dine lightly, chew well, and whatever you take into you should be well cooked and of simple ingredients. He who makes medicine is ill-advised. You see, I just want to comment on that one statement, is Leonardo was not that big in what the medical profession was doing in those days, giving all these medicines, and he realized that some of these, and of course, some of those medicines that doctors were giving in those days were poisonous and not really healthy. But he was more about a healthy lifestyle than relying on medicines and working with some doctors. He was not all that positive on the medical profession of that time. Let's continue. He also said, be aware of anger and avoid stuffy air. Stay standing a while when you get up from a meal. Make sure you do not sleep at midday. So you see here, he was not a big believer in necessarily taking a nap during the day, but working through the day. Neither delay nor prolong your visit to the toilet. If you take exercise, let it not be too strenuous. Do not lie with your stomach upward and your head downward. Be well covered at night and rest your head and keep your mind cheerful. And his last statement in these thoughts on healthful living, he says, avoid wantonness. Now, wantonness is an older term for bad behavior. So he says, avoid wantonness and keep this diet. So those are some of Leonardo's rules of diet and health. So Leonardo was great in just about everything that he did. He was a scientist ahead of his time. He was skilled in blending science with art and technology. I believe that Leonardo da Vinci's life is an inspiration to all of us. His accomplishments and achievements illustrate that he made the best of his life in the time that he had while he was alive. However, it is very interesting to note that at the very end of his life, Leonardo da Vinci, despite all his achievements, felt that he did not accomplish enough. And now here is information about the World of Da Vinci exhibit this summer at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California.
Welcome to the World of Da Vinci, our brand new special exhibition at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Museum, open now through September 8, 2019. In this video podcast, we explore one of the greatest minds and talents of all time. In this family-friendly, not-to-be-missed special exhibition, we hope to see you here. Leonardo da Vinci was born in 1452, the illegitimate son of a prominent notary and a peasant woman. He was raised mainly by his grandfather and his uncle Francesco, who was only 15 years older than him. He had no formal schooling and spent much of his time outdoors, exploring and observing nature, becoming fascinated with how bugs and birds flew. At age 14, he moved to Florence and became an apprentice for the famed artist Andrea Verrocchio, and the rest is history. In The World of Da Vinci, we showcase the versatility and creative power of Leonardo da Vinci, a supreme genius and one of the greatest minds of all time. His drawings cover mechanics, engineering, architecture, mathematics, geometry, astronomy, botany, zoology, anatomy, military, and physics. And each of these can be seen in the over 36 reconstructions of his machines on display at the Reagan Library. Highlights of this exhibition include two rare and authentic 500-year-old folios, known as 710 and 897, from the Codex Atlanticus, Da Vinci's collection of 1,750 drawings. Over 36 reconstructions of Leonardo da Vinci's fantastic machines are on display, broken out by genre, including a flying machine area, a war machines area, an engineering area, a musical instrument area, and more. The exhibit also focuses on Leonardo da Vinci's art, including his world-famous Mona Lisa and Last Supper, which include interactive stations to show how the artworks most likely looked when they were originally painted as compared to how they look today. There's even an interactive workshop for kids and adults of all ages to provide a hands-on experience to help visitors learn who Leonardo da Vinci was and what he did during his life. Of all of Leonardo da Vinci's projects, that of conquering the skies on behalf of the human race is the one to which he devoted much of his time and most of his life. The exhibit contains build-outs of a handful of his flying machines, including the Great Kite, Flying Bicycle, and Mechanical Bat. For more information and to pre-purchase tickets, please visit ReaganLibrary.com/Da Vinci. All tickets also include admission into the main Reagan Library Museum and Air Force One Pavilion. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this Inside the Reagan Library. See you soon.
Well, if you live in Southern California or plan to visit this summer, I encourage you to visit the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and the World of Da Vinci exhibit on Wednesday, August 7th. At the lunch, I'll be speaking on the science and diet of Leonardo da Vinci. So to register for the August 7th luncheon, I will be speaking at, and also after that luncheon, I will take our listeners for Health and Longevity on a personal tour of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and then you can visit the Da Vinci exhibit right after that. To make your reservations, I encourage you to do that today because tickets are selling out. You can call 805-577-4057. That's 805-577-4057. But you can also register online at www.reaganfoundation.org/events. Now, if you didn't get all that information, you can go to the Lifetalk Radio website at lifetalk.net. And also, you can go and do a search for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and you can get that information from their website. Well, that's all for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.